हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इन द भक्ति सेक्शन नाइन्थ चैप्टर कृष्ण सेड इदम गुह्यतमम इदम तुते गुह्यतमम प्रवक्ष्यामि। आई एम गिविंग यू द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट इन द नाइन्थ चैप्टर। Whereas in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, again Krishna says, iti guhyatamam shastram, which means in the jnana section, which is 13 to 18 chapters, he is saying that amongst all the scriptures, the Vedanta Sutra is the topmost. And he says, iti guhyatamam shastram. And amongst the tenets of the Vedanta, he says, the most topmost secret I am giving you here, in the Trishloki Bhagavad Gita. Earlier there was a Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita in the Bhakti section. Similarly, there is a Trishloki Bhagavad Gita in the Jnana section between 13 to 18 chapters. So, at the end of it, he says, Iti guhyatamam vakyam idam uktam mayanagha evam buddhva buddhiman syat kritakrityascha bharata. He's telling, amongst all the shastric knowledge that one can possess, here I am giving you the topmost secret in this Trishloki Gita. What is it? Trishloki Gita talks this truth. There are two living entities, Kshara and Akshara, fallible and infallible. And above both of them, there is Supreme Lord Krishna. Yasmat ksharamati toham aksharadapi chottamaha atosmi loke vedecha pratitaha purushottamaha. This is the third verse. He says that I am beyond the fallible and infallible souls, and therefore I am celebrated in all the Vedic literature as Purushottama, he says. So, most of the people of the world are wandering in ignorance about this reality. They don't know that there are fallible living entities, and above them there are infallible living entities, and above both of them there is Purushottama, Supreme Lord. Then there are jnanis and yogis who imagine themselves to be enlightened, considering the jiva to be one with God. They consider some kind of merging into God. So that is another type of ignorance, despite all their knowledge. Therefore, Lord Krishna here reveals the topmost secret. If a living entity foolishly considers himself one with God, he will never be able to surrender to God. Therefore, he has to know this reality, that even if I become liberated, still I will be subordinate to Krishna. He says this knowledge is so powerful. He says, even if one has not studied all the Vedas, he is still considered a sarvabhit, all-knowing. Why? Because he knows the essence of the Vedas. Therefore, he is considered as all-knowing. Similarly, even if somebody is a new bhakta, he is considered to be far superior to jnanis, yogis, karmis, all of them. Why? Because he knows this truth. He knows this truth about Krishna, that Krishna is the Lord and all jivas are his servants. So therefore you will see, he is saying, Yo mameva asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvaved bhajatimam sarva bhavena bharata. He is telling, the person who knows this truth without any bewilderment, yomam eva asammudho janati purushottamam, those who have developed a firm faith that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, I am his eternal servant, either in conditioned or liberated state, I will eternally remain so. Sa sarvavit, he is all knowing, even if he has not studied all the scriptures, but because he knows the essence of the scriptures. Even if he is not a very advanced devotee, even if he is a neophyte devotee, he is far superior to yogis, jnanis, he says. Because one who knows this truth, essential truth, he can wholeheartedly engage in devotional service. So here is the clue for improving our surrender to Krishna. How? If we develop a firm faith in Krishna being the Supreme Lord above the conditioned and liberated souls, and all of us being his eternal servants, the fixity of our intelligence on this wisdom will put us in Krishna's lotus feet and also let Krishna handle the all the aspects of our life. We will be able to hand over the control to Krishna and be anxiety free in chanting his holy name and taking firm shelter at his lotus feet. He says, Sarvavit. Such a devotee is all knowing. He says, he knows everything because he knows the most essential part of the scripture. Idam Guhyatamam Shastram. Idam Uktamayanaga. He knows the most confidential part of the scripture. In this way, Krishna is revealing the secret of how one should relieve the mind from all anxieties by understanding his position and taking shelter of his lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.